I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza has said at least 70 people have been killed in an airstrike on a refugee camp. The Israeli army says it's received reports of an incident at the Maghazi refugee camp and is reviewing it. Shaima Khalil is following developments from Bethlehem.
What we understand from the Hamas-run health ministry is that the airstrike hit this densely populated residential block. So it's several buildings in very close proximity to one another. The death toll is likely to rise. That's according to the spokesperson, Ashraf al-Qudra. And essentially because of the large number of families living in that block, but also because many, many people are still stuck under the rubble. We've seen footage of first responders from the Palestinian Red Crescent walk through a really narrow area, trying to navigate the rubble to get to people and using torchlights and moving the rubble with their hands with the help of others around them.
Reports of the attack came as Pope Francis, in his Christmas Eve Mass at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, appealed for peace in the Middle East, saying that Jesus Christ's message was being drowned out by what he called the futile logic of war in the land where he was born. In his Christmas message, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has said the country's goal is to defeat darkness and evil. His message came as Ukrainian Orthodox Christians prepare to celebrate Christmas on the 25th of December for the first time. Mr. Zelensky changed the law in July, saying it allowed Ukrainians to abandon the Russian heritage of celebrating Christmas on the 7th of January.
Сьогодні всі українці разом, всі ми зустрічаємо.
Today all Ukrainians are together. We all celebrate Christmas together. On the same date, as one big family, as one nation, as one united country. And today our common prayer will be stronger than ever, the people's prayer. Today it will unite millions of voices more than ever before. And it will be heard today without a time difference of 2 weeks. And it will be heard together with Europe and the world.
Police in Serbia's capital Belgrade have used tear gas to disperse protesters after some of the crowd outside City Hall smashed windows and attempted to force their way in. The protesters accused the government of manipulating last week's elections. Guy Delaunay reports.
Opposition activists say police used excessive force to break up their protest in front of Belgrade City Hall. The Green Left Front's co-leader, Radomir Lazovic, claims officers beat him and a number of other people with truncheons. There have been peaceful protests every evening since last week's parliamentary and local elections. This was the first to turn violent. The protesters want the poll to be rerun. President Aleksandar Vučić says the allegations are rubbish and lies.
You're listening to the latest world news, coming to you from the BBC. The Electoral Commission in Chad says that 86% of voters have approved the country's new constitution in a referendum held last week, but opposition leaders have challenged the figures. The vote was described by the country's military rulers as a step towards a return to civilian rule, but some opposition parties and civil society organisations had called for a boycott, saying the referendum would allow Chad's transitional president, General Mahmoud Debi, to strengthen his grip on power. The army in Nigeria says 16 people have been killed in an attack in an area where there are frequent clashes between herders and farmers. Captain Oya James told the French news agency AFP that the incident took place late on Saturday night in the Plateau State. One villager said that loud shots rang out when people were asleep and that the attackers captured many residents, killing some and injuring others. A fire has broken out on a nuclear-powered icebreaker transport ship in the Murmansk region of Russia's far north. The fire was reported after midnight on Sunday on the Sevmoput, Russia's only nuclear-powered icebreaker. The emergencies minister said the fire was contained in one of the ship's cabins and was later extinguished. The British billionaire Jim Ratcliffe has agreed a deal with Manchester United to buy a 25% stake in the Premier League football club. Nesta McGregor reports.
After more than 13 months of negotiations, Sir Jim Ratcliffe, a lifelong Manchester United fan, is now a part owner of the team. The British billionaire has paid $1.3 billion for a 25% stake in the club and will take full charge of its men's and women's footballing operations. That includes the buying and selling of players and hiring and firing of managers. The chairman of the INEOS chemical company will also provide more than $300 million to help redevelop the club's ground at Old Trafford.
BBC News.